KNOM Profiles.
At their peak between 60 and 30,000 years ago, woolly mammoths ranged from northern Europe and northern Asia across the Bering Sea and into Alaska and Canada and even into the lower 48. But about 10,000 years ago, mammoths all but vanished from North America and survived only in small numbers on islands in Siberia and the Bering Sea. And about 4,000 years ago, about the time when Stonehenge was being built in England and the Chinese first started using metal tools, mammoths disappeared completely.
And so why would this large animal, extremely abundant, a very, very large, widespread geographic range, go extinct?
That's Dr. Glenn McDonald, a professor of geography and ecology at UCLA. He and his colleagues recently published a paper in the journal Nature Communications about the mammoth's extinction using international data from both the U.S. and Russia.
There's always been a lot of interest and questions and hypothesis about why the mammoths disappeared.
While some people picture the ascendant Homo sapiens slowly encroaching on mammoth habitat and hunting them to extinction, the truth, McDonald says, is actually more complicated.
First off, it wasn't a one-shot affair. The mammoths didn't all disappear everywhere all at once. It was actually a kind of, especially for northern mammoths, a long period of decline in which a number of factors seemed to impact them, cause them to have difficulties. In some cases, they were able to recover, but then they would get hammered down again.
At their peak in Alaska, across the Bering Strait, and in northern Siberia between 60 and 30,000 years ago, mammoths enjoyed a climate slightly colder than modern times, but not as cold as during the Ice Age.
There was abundant grasslands, shrubland areas in the northern regions such as Alaska and adjacent portions of Siberia, but not as much conifer forest.
Fewer forests was good news for the mammoths. Their diet included grasses, willow leaves, and other soft-leaf shrubs. They couldn't eat plants like birch, pines, spruce, or other needle-leaf forage. Scientists know this because mammoth specimens have been discovered frozen in the permafrost, preserved so well that the contents of their stomach were able to be examined. After being in a sort of mammoth sweet spot for tens of thousands of years, the climate started to change.
Very, very harsh climatic conditions, very dry, many instances extremely cold. In many, many parts of the north, very sparse vegetation cover, and we see a big decline in the northern mammoths.
Remember how McDonald said that mammoths seemed to recover from some difficulties only to be hammered down again? Well, that's exactly what happened here. They got hammered about 20,000 years ago. And while the mammoths survived, their numbers really never recovered, even as the earth got warmer and the climate moved closer to that sweet spot again. But then something else changed.
At this time also, though, they're undergoing increased hunting pressure. Now, in Siberia, mammoths and humans had been together on the landscape for tens of thousands of years. What's different is now we have humans in northern Alaska and in portions of the Yukon. They are now hunting the mammoths, and along with other things, they are applying pressure.
Just as the mammoth populations were recovering from a changed climate, humans were on the rise and hunting them in more places than ever. And then McDonald says the climate changed again, another thousand-year cold snap that hit mammoths really hard. Warming after this cold period around 12,000 years ago saw mammoths struggling for food in a warmer climate.
There's rapid warming, dense forests forming, very dense birch tundra. And birch is not a good food for mammoths. They do not have the ability to digest it. It can even be toxic. And we have massive development of peatlands, bogs.
Imagine an elephant trying to make its way through a swamp. Imagine the energy such a massive animal would exert knee-deep in the mud and the muck, not to mention the distinct lack of edible plants for mammoths in such a landscape. Things were not looking good for the mammoth.
They're facing hunting, a sudden rapid change in climate, and then development of environmental conditions which really are not optimal for them.
In the face of these challenges, mammoths began to disappear in Alaska and in Siberia around 10,000 years ago. And that warming climate, it eventually caused sea levels to rise, which isolated the last few mammoths in the very far north on islands like the Pribilofs and Wrangel Island off the north coast of Siberia.
And they are able to persist on those islands, on Wrangel Island, till about 4,000 years ago.
What caused this final small pocket of mammoths to disappear? McDonald says several factors could have come into play. A small population could be extremely vulnerable to disease or environmental changes, but their extreme northern location kept them out of reach of humans.
So we don't have a smoking gun that the first arrival of people to Wrangel Islands That was the final nail in the coffin of the mammoth.
3,000 or 4,000 years ago, a cooling Arctic led to receding tree lines and renewed permafrost development. In short, it created great habitat for mammoths all over their former range. But the mammoths had already passed the tipping point. They were already isolated on those small islands, and climate change was making life on those islands even more difficult.
What's sort of sad is that you have a period of time when the forest is beginning to retreat in Siberia. Potentially, it was opening up more environment that mammoths could have utilized on the continents, more open environment. But there were no more mammoths left on the continent to take advantage of it.
A tiny population, isolated on a few remote islands after having once ranged all across Asia, North America, and Europe. And then they were gone.
And then finally, the last populations of mammoths that we have any evidence for go extinct between 3,000 and 4,000 years ago. We made it through the last ice age and the warming of the present day, the Holocene. The mammoths didn't.
In the end, it wasn't any one single thing that caused the mammoths to disappear. It was a combination of things, factors that played out over tens of thousands of years.
So what's the relevance of all of this for today, right? I mean, it seems like a great study. We're dating all these fossils and doing all this cool field work in places like Alaska and Russia. But what is the relevance for today? Well, you know, we are facing a lot of climate and environmental changes today. And if you think about what did the mammoths in, it was big changes in climate, it was changes in the landscape, and it was increased pressure from humans. And really, that's the same challenge many endangered species are facing today. We anticipate extreme climate changes. We see changes in land cover and land use. And, of course, we have a rapidly growing human population.
McDonald points out that those changes that caused the mammoths to go extinct played out over millennia, and the changes we're seeing today are happening much more quickly, on the scale of centuries, even decades.
So we better be pretty careful how we manage the planet over the next century.
That was Dr. Glenn McDonald talking about the many factors that contributed to the extinction of mammoths. For a link to his recently published article in the journal Nature Communications, visit the news page of KNOM.org. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Matthew Smith.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.